Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness guru. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, where we ditch the noise and cultivate a sense of calm within ourselves. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, embracing vulnerability and imperfection. Let's be real, we live in a world that screams perfection. Instagram feeds overflowing with flawless photos, carefully curated lives. It's enough to make you feel like you constantly need to be on and never let your true self slip through the cracks. But here's the thing. Perfection is an illusion. And holding onto this unattainable ideal only leads to stress, anxiety, and ultimately disconnection from ourselves and others. So how do we break free from this pressure? It starts with accepting that being human means being imperfect. We make mistakes, we have insecurities, we stumble along the way. And guess what? That's perfectly okay. Those cracks and imperfections are what make us unique, authentic, and truly beautiful. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways to help you embrace vulnerability and imperfection. 1. Vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Ever felt like you needed a cape to shield yourself from the world's judgment? Newsflash. True strength lies in being open and honest about who we are, even when it feels scary. Sharing our fears, our struggles, our vulnerabilities, that's where real connection happens. It allows others to see us for who we truly are, flaws and all, and fosters deeper, more meaningful relationships. Remember, vulnerability invites authenticity and creates a space of trust and understanding. 2. Imperfection is the spice of life. Think about your favorite story movies, books, real-life experiences. What makes them so captivating? Often, it's the characters' imperfections that make them relatable and memorable. Their flaws, their struggles, their moments of failure, these are what add depth, complexity, and ultimately humanness to their stories. Life is no different. Our imperfections make us interesting, give us room to grow, and allow us to connect with others on a deeper level. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect lives online. But remember, social media often presents a curated highlight reel, not reality. Comparing ourselves to others only fuels negativity and undermines our own self-worth. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and let go of the need to measure up to someone else's version of success. 4. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of doubt. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's acknowledge those experiences with kindness, learn from them, and move forward with grace. 5. Celebrate your progress. Instead of focusing on where you haven't reached, take time to celebrate the small victories along the way. Did you overcome a fear? Step outside your comfort zone? Show up for yourself when it was hard? These are all wins worth celebrating. Remember, progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs. But by focusing on what you've accomplished, you build momentum, boost your confidence, and remind yourself that you're capable of incredible things. Okay, let me paint a quick picture for you. Imagine you're at a party, feeling a bit shy and hesitant to mingle. You see someone across the room who seems approachable, but you convince yourself they wouldn't want to talk to you because you're not interesting enough. This is where vulnerability comes in. Taking a deep breath, you walk over and introduce yourself. Maybe the conversation flows easily, maybe it feels a bit awkward at first. But by taking that leap of faith, you open yourself up to the possibility of connection. And hey, even if it doesn't lead to instant friendship, you've done something brave. You've stepped outside your comfort zone and shown yourself that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's a powerful tool for building genuine relationships. So remember, embracing vulnerability and imperfection is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when it feels easier than others. But by practicing self-compassion, celebrating our progress, and letting go of the need for perfection, we can create space for authenticity, connection, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let's spread the message of embracing our imperfections together. And until next time, remember, you are enough exactly as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.